Ladies and gentlemen, fans, followers, people from all around the globe, here we are.
There's plenty of them as well. There's heaps.
What'd you say, mate?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Jack and Sacks. English is our second language podcast. Obviously, English is our second language because Zachy cannot speak English. And I dead set butcher the English language like no one else. So we thought what better way to call it that than call it that.
It is. On Jacko as well. That's all his idea. I'm not going to take credit for that. But I like it. I do like it.
What do you like about it mainly?
Well, the fact that it is our second language.
What'd you say?
Oh, radio, mate.
How many times are you going to get that in?
Yeah, probably start a counter. I actually don't know how to do that. Let's not put that in.
Get a counter on
Yeah.
So you're probably sitting there thinking, what the hell are these two blokes doing?
So are we.
And yeah, so are we, actually, matter of fact. Look, we just thought there's been a massive swell of support and people have been flooding us with this question for a long time. You two blokes are so good. Why don't you have your own podcast?
Yeah, you're so funny. Everything you say is true.
Good looking.
That too. That's why we're videoing it, actually, not just the podcast.
So we thought, well, the fans want it, so we better deliver it. Obviously, we both like our cricket. We both like the Saints. Both like winning flags. And we like each other, which is cute.
Depends what day it is.
So that's great. We just thought, well, why not? What's it about? Well, I suppose it's going to be mainly cricket. A lot of St. Andrews talk, a bit of RDCA talk. And I'm sure with us two just rambling on, it could go anywhere. Yeah. We don't even know where. And we apologise in advance. There will be no swearing, Zachy.
Yeah.
So just keep that.
Alrighty,
man. And we will both be having a haircut for next week because that's shit ass.
I was actually going to say. I was going to say my first topic is not even on here, but this year in the ones we did the shoeless warm ups,
and that hang on the what
the shoeless warm ups
oh, a shoeless warm ups.
Radio, yeah, and that seemed to work.
Can we get subtitles?
Anyway, yeah, that seemed to work. So next year everyone's actually going in with long hair. If you can't tie it up, you're not going to game.
Other way around, actually, champ.
No, you're not captain anymore. You can't say that. Jack, paints.
Paints your sacks. Paints your sacks.
Maddie Miller's coming into the ones flag.
I thought we were joking about paints being captain. Wasn't that?
Is that true? Would you actually sign him for another year?
Is he playing?
I'd actually prefer Ash Jones back.
Ash Jones? Who's Ash Jones?
Oh, I don't know. Do you see Jack's first ball at Turnside? That was very similar to Jack.
First and only ball paints went ass over.
Yeah, almost got the game called off.
He almost
did.
Yep, oh, that's it, it's unsafe. Well, look, no, he's from District. We know he's a flog, they can't stand up.
He's wearing spikes on synthetic. It was his first game for the club.
Hits a six, it goes 130 metres, and all of a sudden he thinks he's bloody Brent Lee steaming in. Nah, we love your paints. Can't wait to take the new ball with you this year, mate.
I was waiting for that. And you're the countdown clock.
So, what's it about? You can probably just see in the last minute, it could be about anything. Now, the fans said, look, most of us know you guys. We want to get to know you a bit tighter. So, there's quite a lot of questions here. So, it's pretty much just going to get you people to know us a bit more, which most of you will. When this goes global and trending, suppose the fans around the world won't know us that well, so after the first little podcast here, I'm sure they'll know us quite well.
Have you heard of Joe Rogan? You know Joe Rogan?
Yeah. No.
Well, anyway,
is this Seth's brother?
No.
Is Seth Rogan someone?
Yeah, he's there's not him anyway.
Okay.
He just got like a $200 million contract to do podcasts on Spotify. So if we're not hitting that, then it's just a disappointment. It's a failure. We've wasted our time.
What's Spotify?
Alrighty, yo.
Oh. All right, champ.
It's in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, radio, Bimbo.
Radio,
champ.
Radio. So we
this vodka's strong.
So we got some get-to-know-us questions. I mean, is it six?
Can you read it?
Is he rate these?
What do you pick on the kid?
Yeah, she's not here to defend herself.
It is!
She actually...
The guy who's speaking no English is here.
All right, so first one. What? I don't even know what that says. I don't know what that says.
I told you.
Can we tape these out next time?
What'd you say?
Oh.
I can't write. You can't talk.
Speak.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It is good.
Let me... I'll read them out.
Oh, thank you.
What does it say? Yes! What does this say?
Right, we need a third person on the podcast who can read and write.
Oh dear, are we actually recording?
I hope so.
It's on Spotify.
We're live streaming on Cricket Boys.
Oh shit.
No.
Rightio, Zachy. I'll ask the questions, you answer the first time, I'll answer the second time. Rightio.
Right.
How many years you've been at the Suns?
Like
do you want an easier six question?
Like six? Look at my fingers out. No, well the first two were Templeton and St. Andrews. And then, what, like... Oh, I'm going to say six, on average.
I didn't ask for a lot. Sorry, Cam. I just wanted to know how many
have you been there? Like, 75?
Oh, whoa. Don't go old on
me. I'm just defensive. You're attacking me first.
I'll hook you.
Go on, Sharpie.
So how many?
Six.
Six?
Six, yeah.
Sure?
No.
Well, I've been here, I think, 20 years, so...
That's it, since I was born.
There you go.
Take away 1 year.
So it wasn't since you were born.
Close to it. I've actually not got a birth certificate. It was lost.
Oh.
Had to fake it to get in the country. Well, it was good we chose the hardest question first, yeah, so no, it's only getting easier from here.
If that's a hard one, I can't wait for the rest. So why did you come across to the Saints, young Zachy boy?
Ben Moore's constant abuse after juniors games. That was why. So whenever
Benny Moore?
Yeah.
Or Benny Morris?
Ben Moore.
Oh, Benny Moore?
Ben Morris was our coach.
Oh.
And then Ben Moore, I think it was when he was president. Time. Anyway, when we finished our games, he'd always be in the rooms. And I'd probably come off mid-50 or something like that.
He's throwing it back.
But yeah, we're playing... Oh, yeah, he almost hit him in the head. Now, we're playing 16-3, so it was like Milo cricket. Anyway,
what's that?
Okay, he came in and he's just like, yeah, just abusing me. And then said, you'd get a game in our sevens. And I went and had a tear up. And then after that season, Pembo was playing fours at Templeton. They only had four teams. And he's like, nah, fuck this. I'm going to play. I'm going to play thirds at St. Andrews. And I'm like, oh, look at you, hero. Anyway.
Hero.
And so I just followed him. And yeah, took his spot in the third. So then I think he started in the fours. So.
Shit, we got lucky there. We could have been just stuck with Pembo.
Yeah. So.
Why were you playing so high?
I don't know. He was in the nosebleeds. He was getting that high, yeah. But yeah, anyway, that's why.
Nah, cool, mate.
Yeah, but how about yourself?
Yeah, look, I was a Croydon Rangers / Croydon Hockeys back in the day. And
Hockeyers?
Yeah, it was Croydon Hockeys, I'm called, mate. And then.
Hockey?
Well, they did in the winter. That's why
they're
called Croydon Hockeys. Yeah, gee, who would have thought, eh? So, yeah, then. Obviously, they merged up together, and first season, I played mainly twos cricket, which was a bit boring, really, just smashing runs for fun. So I lived over the back fence at St. Andrews, right behind the horse paddock, and then my cousin was the president and said, come and have a hit, and the rest is history. So worked out pretty well for the Saints, I'd say.
Okay, moving on very quickly.
So who is your favourite teammate currently? And why is your favourite teammate?
Probably Dylan, because he carries us, and he sometimes says something funny. Sometimes, yeah, that.
It's pretty boring.
That's a bit. Well.
No, my favourite. Cool,
my favourite
cool.
Memory is
no,
when.
No, we're not asking for memories, mate. No, that's later. It's just favourite teammate.
Well, that's not. That wouldn't make the cut.
What do you mean?
Oh, moving on. Who's yours?
Like, finish.
Well, I said he was funny, so I was going to give a reason on why he's funny.
Oh, tell me why he's funny.
Just,
he should be good.
One of my mates from school came out, and we were playing against him, and he was batting, and...
Who was that?
Jaden Mitchell from Bayswater
Pop. Oh, that kid.
Yeah, radio. And he likes God. He likes God.
Oh,
and
oh, yeah.
Dylan's standing at first slip. I said that as a joke, just in the general direction, because we were friends. Dylan, never seen this kid before in his life. He was 17 at the time, probably, maybe 18. Dylan goes to him, does not even batter an eyelid when he says, hey, mate, God's not real. And then, yeah, two balls later, he got cleaned up. Yeah, so anyway, that's... Dylan can sometimes be funny, yeah.
Or brutal.
Yeah, well, we're St. Andrews, we're a Christian club, so we can say that. Can we?
Do you want to ask me now?
Yeah. Any danger to take over, mate?
Yeah, my favourite teammate. Well, look, he's tough to pick from. We've got many that I like. Probably all of them, really. It's a tough one. I do like probably yourself. You and Jetty are probably two of them. I think both of you got the same sort of hair.
That's better.
The hair's nice.
Better rig.
Nah, just it's a tough question because there's so many good ones. But I think you and Jetty and Pembo as well, much as I don't like to say that, just three of the boys who have just got raw talent, love it, have a good time, give it all you got. And I mean, yeah, we got some bloody great players and Dill and Jack and these guys. But, you know, I mean, whether it's a training, whether it's a function, whether it's sitting here around a table, it's always good fun, isn't it?
Have a crack. Have a crack.
We're having a crack and it's good fun. So what about ever? Can you tell me your favourite teammate you've ever played with? And why? It could be from a cricketing point of view or from a friend, you know, funny point of view.
Oh, that's probably got to, it probably would have to be Pambo, in all seriousness. I've probably played with him, 95% of my cricketing life. Getting very wholesome here. My shoulders are getting increasingly sore from carrying him through his cricketing career.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah. Pambo probably. Yeah, too bad he's got red hair, which is amazing. But
and he can't play.
He dyed his mustache.
Has he got a mustache?
Well, yeah, more so now because he dyed it like it's sort of, it's not, it's still red, but more like blondish red.
Oh, it's so, strawberry nuts.
Yeah. If we need a picture of that, Pembo.
That's
if you're watching, you better be watching this. We need a picture.
Oh, well, mine goes back a few seasons. I think, as I say, I've played with some bloody good players, some great fellas. You know, there's Richie, Greggy, Timmy, Harves, bloody list goes on.
Harves is a good bloke.
Sharpie, Johnny O'Cowell. I mean, there's a lot of good people there, but can't go past Greggy Morehouse. People outside of the club probably just think he's this quiet guy.
Angry. Always
a bit angry. But a better teammate you wouldn't get. Like, just he would die before he'd give up his wicket.
He almost did one time. Batting for about 65 over his straight. Oh, he goes down in the middle.
Let me tell you the story. I remember batting with him at the start of the day and he goes, oh, a bit of a problem with his chest. I'm like, you're right. Yeah, I'll be right. And then I went out. And then about an hour and a half later, he called for a drink. And I said to someone, he doesn't call for a drink ever. Even if it's 50 degrees, he won't drink. He's an idiot. And he's in trouble. Take him out a drink, no worries. About an hour later, I saw him. Instead of going for a two, he just jogged a single. And I knew then, I thought, nah, this ain't Greggy. And next minute, the umpire's called over and he just laid on the ground. Just laid flat on his back. And we'd run out there, we're like, you're right. He's like, yeah, I'm right. We're like, I don't think you are Greggy.
Yeah. And didn't retire.
Like, no, I just need, he said something like, I need the blood to pump through the heart into this artery to that. And I'll be fine. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I've got a massive problem. I'm like, we'll probably pop out, die any minute. And he just didn't want to retire, did he?
No, he didn't retire.
He
didn't.
Kept batting, and every couple of hours, he'd have a little lay down.
Yeah, didn't it turn out he had like an actual like heart condition?
Yeah, it was that one where your heart beats and skips or some crap. Yeah. But the doctor said, mate. he almost died. But he wouldn't go out. It was an absolute pisser. But yeah, he's a bloody legend. So, this is a good question. If you could change your life, your whole life, with anybody in the club, who is it and why? So just switch into their life for a couple of weeks.
We're sitting here, and you've got a bloody view of the city, sitting in the background, and you can see bloody from, I don't even know too much, yeah. And then there's a theatre room over there. You know, I feel like yours would be all right. But you do have to mow lawns every day. Oh, you got Robbie mowing lawns right now for you.
Yeah, hurry up, Robbie.
Actually, yeah, you're just sitting at home while he's making money for you. This is a setup. Yeah, so I'll choose you on that one, probably.
Rightio, me. Wow. Couldn't go past Dylan.
That is true.
Just lives a dream. What? Drinks cans most days.
Every day.
Loves KFC.
Too much.
Just walks out there and just smashes it.
Yeah.
Bowls hand grenades, I can't hit them. Like, How good is it?
Yeah, he's got a pretty good setup.
He gets good sleep in. What else about? He's just a...
Yeah, just playing his PlayStation all day.
PlayStation on the punt.
Conscious
cricket, flat stick, loves cricket. Always doing something for cricket, so I mean, you can't. That's pretty bloody good, isn't it?
Yeah, he actually does. Yeah, it's just like a weekend every day.
Every day.
Literally every day.
Bloody brilliant.
Yeah, he does have a decent setup, actually.
Now, questions from our fans out there. We did get some questions from our fans, even though we hadn't started this bloody Jack and Zach English is our second language podcast. But
and if we don't get them to them today, we've got the bank for the many other shows we're going to do because we've got... Got them booked in. It's going to get thousands of views on this one, so we're going to have to come back.
That Spotify thing is going to go crazy.
Yeah, 200 million.
Now, this question sent in from one of our loyal listeners. Who, in your opinion, will be the next person to retire?
Well,
at our club.
At our club?
Yeah.
Well, you're 75, so... Oh, Dave Cann is also 75.
Mate, you think I'm as old as him?
I reckon you're similar. Give or take 5-10 years.
Dear me.
Well, it won't be Chetty, because he'd just die before he retired. Either you or Kenny, I reckon.
Well, you know, I'm not going to retire. I don't think Dave's going to retire. I reckon the next person to retire at our club is definitely going to be Bobby Pembo. That son's got a little bad spot.
Yeah, if you move ahead, that's right.
I think Pembo. not through age. I just think... The moment he ever finds a girl who even looks at him sideways, he's going to fall in love with her the game. Well, I've known Pembo for probably 6 years now, and he's never, ever even talked to a girl that I've seen. So I think he's one of those guys, a bit like Benny Moore when he...
Ben Moore as well.
Met his lovely partner and, you know, just disappeared into the sunset, had babies, pumping our kids flat stick. I think Pembo will be the same. The minute any... lady, or even man for that matter, looks at him sideways.
Well, dying his mustache, you never know.
I think he's going to be out of here. And
actually, another show would be Wilbur. Exactly. Anyway,
Hannah.
When he realizes that instead of going out Friday and Saturday night, he could just go a 2-day bender every weekend and not stop drinking. Well, why would you play cricket? Stop drinking to play cricket when you could just keep drinking. It's like the Irish opens at probably midday. Cricket starts at 1.
I think it's him, mate. I think Pembo or Wilbo are the two. Growing up, who inspired you as a cricketer, or who does inspire you as a cricketer?
Was like international?
Anywhere, mate. Just
probably international. Probably be. Actually, I got to think about that. I don't know.
You go first. Oh, look, I think internationally there's many, many good players, but I always like to be closer to home because I think international players are one thing, but I reckon club players and loyalty is always a great thing. And I remember when I was growing up back at the days of Croydon Hockeys, Croydon Rangers.
They played hockey in the winter.
I think back to some great people there. We had like a fellow called Ray Hellier and Ian Spencer, which is Glenn Spencer's old man. And I think of those two guys and... They were just club legends, you know. They were always there coaching juniors, playing seniors, you know, organising things after games, running the club.
Yeah.
So I think those guys from a local level would inspire you to play cricket because you just see the passion they have and the love they have for it. So I think that's what sort of got me motivated and kept me going early on, and that's what I'll try to do now.
Yeah. Well, probably on the same note, I'd probably go Ben Morris from when there was the amalgamated team with Templeton and St Andrews. It was a big reason in, well, a lot of the Templeton boys coming over to St Andrews. So if he wasn't so welcoming and the passion and love he has for the club, we probably, well, half the juniors at the club, well, 95%. There wasn't any for a stage there. So if it wasn't for him, then, yeah, a lot of us would be either elsewhere or not even playing cricket.
He does stalk a fair bit. he's a shit bloke, but does well. So
can pull off some green chinos better than anyone.
Oh, green chinos.
Not that anyone would
he's
even try and
the red ones the other week.
Oh, was he?
Oh, my God.
Time of the month.
Oh.
Right, your next question.
who do you see at the club? Who really, really trains hard, but then just bloody struggles on the Saturday? I know what you're thinking.
I feel like, yeah, well, he's already got a few shout-outs, but it's got to be Pembo. Yeah, it's got to be Pembo. takes his shirt off more than anyone at training.
Oh, the shirt's off.
It's a genuine rig-based selection, I reckon. Because, well, he balls at training, but...
Does he? Oh, yeah, we're just smashing that. Yeah,
how many times did he get hit on the roof this year?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to get a new roof because of him.
Yeah, probably. Actually, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably go Pambo.
Yeah, no, it's Pambo.
That guy's
good. Yeah, it's Pambo. We're not even going to take the piss out of him anymore. It's not even funny.
But that's a compliment as well. You train hard. You try hard, mate.
I love it when he bowls at training and then like bowls no balls. And I'm like, no ball! And he says, I don't bowl him in a game. I'm like, no shit, champ. We won't bowl you in a game.
What happened? He bowled twice this year as well. And
what did he do?
Yeah, one time he bowled the no ball to one of the best batsmen in the comp. We did lose by 10 wickets, but it could have been 9 if they were.
Oh, we would have rolled through him.
Probably would have, yeah. Triple
like,
hat trick.
He's like, we don't bowl him in a game. Oh, yeah, right, yeah. You know, carrying off the pork chop. So.
I don't think he's actually had his own helmet for 3 years. Just always takes mine. But, yeah. We love you. We do.
We should actually ban Pambo for many mentions in this podcast.
It's yeah. It's going to be Pambo's autobiography.
Yeah. Be pretty short.
Yeah.
Next one is a non-cricket related question. Who is your celebrity crush?
Probably Halsey.
Who?
Halsey. You know Halsey?
Yeah. Not that old, mate. I am. Who's Halsey? No, just for Peter Cairn. Dave Cairn. Peter's his brother, so.
Nah, she's a very good singer. That's why I like her.
That's good.
I like her songs.
Yeah, cool. Cool story, bro. I think Jeannie Bouchard. I think she's a great tennis player. I don't even know where she's ranked in the world, really. But I don't really care either. Jeannie Army.
Jane Bunn, though. What about you? Thoughts on Jane Bunn?
Oh, hang on. This is now we're getting...
It's a bit torn.
Can we have two?
Well, can if you want, yeah.
Celebrity crush. Oh, Jeannie's a celebrity worldwide. Jane's just a celebrity in my house, pretty much. So
your head.
In my head. In my head. So, yeah, I think definitely Jeannie, but more likely Jane. Yeah.
Fair show. I'm not sure about Jane, but Jeannie.
What do they like about Jane?
Well, she's out of the age bracket by a fair bit that I'm looking at. And yeah, pretty much that. She's old. Elderly. I don't understand it, to be honest.
No, fair enough. I don't understand you at all either.
Yeah, as yeah.
In your language, but you've actually been okay today.
I have been trying.
Good stuff, mate. Another question back on cricket. From our junior ranks, we have many, many talented cricketers. Who is going to be the next junior to be a star feature of the senior group?
Well, a lot of them are already part of it.
They are.
That's
why we asked you for the next one, mate.
So it's not one that's playing right now?
Oh, if you want to be boring, you can. Yeah, or you can dig deeper. You know, you're with one of the junior coaches and all. You know them all. So
yeah, well, all the ones coming out of my team are probably going to be amazing next year because very good guidance.
I heard you're coaching again, so congratulations.
Is that right? The contract, $200 million contract. That's a good question. I don't know. Probably, Jesse and Geordie, they're all right. They're okay, I guess. All right, cricketers. Lachie Muir, I reckon he'll be good.
You're going to be good, yeah.
He will be good.
Yeah.
Aaron as well.
We just said, who's your next favourite, mate?
My favourite, Jesse. My favourite is Jesse.
No, who's going to be the best? Don't just go through the whole list.
My favourite is Jesse.
Is he your favourite or the best, Aaron?
All of the above.
Nah, we are very blessed. Like we got, you think about the guys who have come through recently. Yeah, we got Barry and Mitch, Jed, Jesse, Geordie. Had you and Pembe come through the last few seasons. Got Sammy Wong. Who else we got? Got a few of them, haven't we? Lockie.
Yeah.
Buddy Good. And they're all starting to work pretty hard. Connor Harvey.
Yeah, Connor as well.
We got Jack Tilbrook's been coming to train, which is good. I like that Aaron Stephen kid. He's going to be a beauty, I reckon. I haven't watched a lot of him play because obviously that time of morning I'm pretty occupied dreaming about making hundreds and shadow batting in the bathroom. But I did get down to a couple of games and have a look in the 2020 final when they won that against Norwood at home. And then when he subfielded for us in the ones, you can always tell a kid when he come out the subfield in the ones, he's walked out, started high-fiving everyone.
Mm.
Obviously, as captain, I'd say, 20 to the left, and he just bloody sprint there.
You put him straight out on the deep mid-wicket boundary as well.
And that's what I thought. Dylan Byland, I'm going to put him in the hot seat straight on the fence at mid-wicket and just see what happens, because there's no point having a kid on the ground, like, let him do anything. Like, a lot of people just bring him and hide with third man and fine leg and all that. So we put him on the boundary and we were going for an outright, and I remember their best bat has skied one.
Yeah.
And you could see him.
It went so high.
Oh, it went high, and obviously he was spinning a bit from the old spin, and we're all just standing there and he just went, clunked it, clean as a whistle, come running in and celebrate like he just won the flag. And right there I thought, this kid's going to be a player.
Yeah.
And that was a good moment. So hopefully he has a big pre-season with us, and he'll play pretty high cricket and be another one to add to our mix, won't he?
Yeah.
Which is bloody terrific. So, but yeah, so they're all the questions that people wanted to know a little bit about us. And once again, we will pull a guest in quite regularly. We'll run through a few of those questions as well. We won't run through all of them, but a few of them, just to get a bit of an understanding of who we're talking to. Probably something else we'd probably want to talk about throughout the season with ourselves and maybe with a guest when they come on is what was the moment of the season for them?
Yeah.
I don't know what your one was. Do you have any moments of the season that you look back upon pretty fondly?
Oh, the session after winning the grand final was pretty good. That was pretty good. Well, I don't know. Overall, as a club, it was a pretty good year. Well, two premierships, you're never going to turn that down, but the moment of the season was probably the win at Scoresby.
That
sort of summed it up. Jed's catch you can't even explain it to those that haven't seen it. If you didn't see it, then
yeah,
unbelievable. It was just sort of
heroic.
Yeah, one-handed jumping over the fence pretty much, and then that was to win by eight runs, was it?
Nah, 3 runs. It's funny you say that because I notated my exact.
We were
2 for 102 in a one day. And lost 8 for 13 to be all out for 115. And I remember at the tea break, everyone was sitting in the change room, pretty despondent. We were second, they were third. Whoever won that game was going to go second spot clear and be really set up for the last 3 games of the year. I remember saying to the boys, we've done all the hard work, we've trained all year, we've talked about resilience. We're going to walk out there and roll over, or we're going to stand up and be counted. And we dropped the catch in the first over. Remember that?
Yeah.
I thought this would be a good test here. And then they were 2 for 76.
Yeah.
Chasing our 115. And then we just kept chipping away at wickets. Then we had them 7 for 110. So they needed 5 runs. We needed 3 wickets, and we still believed. And then we got a wicket. Then, as you say, Jed and Jesse, like, they're out in the boundary, 30 metres apart, just running. You hear them, but you see them both jump in the air. The best way to explain it, they both jump in the air. They both call mine at the same time. And I'm thinking, Jesse's dead here.
Yeah.
And I hear this. I'm thinking, that's either a head collide or a ball stuck in someone. And Jed's just running around like a hero. Like this.
Yeah.
And we've all just mobbed him. And then they still needed 3 runs. And then Sharpie just flew pegs all over the joint. And that was a moment I knew we weren't going to lose again. Like, we weren't going to lose.
Well, Scoresby fell off after that. They didn't even make finals after pushing for second.
Yeah.
But we've always had good wins there. Like, last year as well.
We did too.
I can't remember how we did it, but I just remember it was a big win.
It was a good win. So that was, I agree with that. Something we're going to bring in, we won't bring it in this week. We're going to take nominations. So get the pens, pencils and crayons ready. Who is the flog of the week? We're going to come with a flog of the week, or as you like to call it,
the Pembo Award.
The Pembo Award.
We're going to take him out of the pool for this award because
he's going to win it every
week. He'd be a very good shout. So we want nominations for Flog of the Week, and we want good reasons why as well. And we'll pick our favourite.
Correct.
To get the prestigious Flog of the Week.
Yeah. And we're also going to go with a segment, Remember That Time When. So, as you may have seen over the last few weeks on our Facebook page, we've been putting up favourite moments. Now, it might be remembered at a time when, you know, Jed's dog ran across the middle of the oval and stopped the game for 10 minutes. It could be, remember that time Jed took a hanger. Remember that time Chetty in his 300th game pulled off a remarkable victory, and so on and so forth. So what we want, again, from you guys out there is remember that time when and give us some detail. Once again, we'll also have some of our own, which we'll discuss throughout, but we want to make it a show that's both.
Yeah, we want some variety because obviously we're both from the ones. Well,
I am.
Unless we get dropped.
Oh, I am.
Jack, please don't drop me.
I'm taking a new ball, mate. What are you talking about?
But yeah, we want some we want nominations. So chuck them either in the comments of this, or you can anonymously message us, which could be quite funny actually. Just throw someone straight under the bus. But yeah, get your nominations in for that.
Yeah, correct, correct. And we're also going to do like a sponsor of the week. So obviously we have many great partners out there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, without these guys, we don't get to do business as well as we can do.
Yeah.
We obviously keep our playing fees very low compared to other teams in the association. So to do so without the support of our sponsors, we'd be in a bit of trouble, really. So we're not really going to jump on the bandwagon too much with anyone. But
was Izzy wearing this?
Yeah, she was.
What size is that?
But yeah, this week's sponsor of the week is obviously Vodafone, because they're probably our best sponsor by a mile. Those guys go over and above for us, tipping quite a lot of money this year. Some of the funds they gave us, you know, went towards making sure our juniors got to play cricket for free. We bought some new kits for our female teams, and obviously new equipment throughout the season, cricket balls, etc. So without the funds that these guys supply, and obviously giving us all an amazing phone deal,
great reception
and great service. So, Vodafone. If you haven't got a Vodafone, have you even got a phone? I suppose that's the question.
Yeah,
probably not.
No, well, I do. It's my phone right here.
Vodafone. That's why the reception's so good. Look at that. Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
nice. So yeah, we'll go with the sponsor of the week. Give him a shout out.
Is this the one that Steve? Which one did Steve Smith wear?
No, that's in my bedroom, next to my bedside table.
With a picture of you and him.
Yeah, picture of me and him. But what we'll do is we'll give him a shout out. If you want to grab a phone plan, go to your nearest Vodafone store at Chirnside Park or Eastlands Shopping Centre, mention St Andrews Cricket Club. You'll get looked after, plus the club will also get a $50 kickback for that as well. So we'll also pump up each week our sponsor and give a little bit of a deal they have running and some details. But
so here's Telstra's time to jump in and try and give us more cash.
Well, mate.
And more hats.
Telstra can get stuff. We're Vodafone through and through, mate. So, yeah, that's great. Anything else, Zachy, you want to finish with before we conclude, wrap up, mate?
Well, how often are we going to do this? We've not even discussed that.
Yes, we have.
How often are we going to do this?
Well, what do we say?
I don't know. Were
you listening?
No. Did you say
that?
No. No, I was going to say. No, will be more leading up to the season, because obviously the off-season now, and we don't even know if the cricket season's going ahead.
No, we'll keep it going, mate.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
We'll do one every week or 2 weeks, I reckon. Every couple of weeks.
Yeah, every couple of weeks.
We'll get a guest on. Today was more about just ramblings and carrying on a bit.
Bit of an introduction.
Get to know each other a bit more intimately.
Yeah, very intimate. Intimate. We're intimate here.
We're maintaining 1.5 metres. Hey, this is just a trick camera.
Yeah,
Zach's
yeah.
Zach's sort of merged it.
It's got a large head, so that's why it exactly looks a bit weird.
Yeah, so, but we'll do that. But thanks for your time, and we'll get a guest on. If you want a guest, or you want to be a guest, or you want to nominate a guest, please do so in the comments or shoot us a message. We're also going to go outside of the club on occasion, talk to a few people from outside of the club, so we can really take the piss out of them.
Yeah,
it'd be mainly against people who we've hammered over the journey. So
really see how much every team hates us.
Yeah, so
I already know, but it's good to hear. You well, get feedback,
get a bit of banter, and I think if we go to teams that we pumped regularly, like Robbie Clark, Chirnside Park.
There's a few this year, yeah.
I feel
that's why it's such a fun season, because there's nothing better than just demolishing a team. That way, cricket's actually fun, because most of the time it's not really. You're sort of wasting your Saturdays where you get sunburned. But when you're actually winning, it's fun.
Yeah.
Much like a lot of sports.
When you're pumping them, it's great fun. So anyway, thanks for your time. Get on board Vodafone. Go to Saints. Jack and Zach. English is our second language. Find us on Spotify.
Edition 1, 200
the
million.
App Store. Where else can you find us?
Wherever we can send a video. Send it to your nan and family, dog, everyone. Get as many views as you can.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just treat yourself. We're going to go.
It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Vodafone.